Buster queried. You come here, Buster. We'll give you nice...
Fuck you. You come here.
Buster.
Son of a bitch.
Buster.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
What up? It's Carlito with Tuck. It's Monday morning, December the 15th, 10:30 a.m. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. This song should be just called Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna make a rap record and a track list of the track movie.
Yeah.
Track two, yeah. yeah.
Track 4, Nickel what?
Yeah, know what I'm saying?
Brother what? Track 5, Nickel what? Track 6, Player what? Track 7, Shitting Noises.
Track 8, Word.
Let me see if I get on the syndicate machine. The Mogulus stream is down, so we're not on video on the Madhouse Network. They're having trouble with the Mogulus machine, so we're not on that. But we are going to log into the syndicate room here in just a moment. I haven't done that yet. It was taking me a while to set up this morning. You know why? Because it's Monday morning. I start when I want. I do what I want. Whatever. I do what I want.
Monday morning is what Monday morning is.
Monday morning is my time. It's not Thursday. I start when I feel like it.
Monday morning.
This song is called Dumb It Down. Imagine that. Dumb It Down. It's by Lupe Fiasco. Anyway, so we're going to do some prank calls here, I guess. I don't have any numbers yet. I got to go. I got the newspaper, but I left it in the living room like a dumbass. I haven't gone through it yet. So I'm going to have to run in there right quick and set it up. All right, cool. We're in syndicate now with 4 people watching. Wow, 4 watchers on the syndicate radio.
Wow.
Evil Shuli and syndicate in there.
That's record breaking.
Oh yeah. All right, so I haven't turned the cam on yet. Let me go get that. Let me go get the newspaper. I'll be right back, folks. Listen to this. This one's called Oh Yeah by Tuck. Take it away, Tuck. That one's Oh Yeah by Tuck. You didn't know we had a lot of musicians on the show. Tuck is a rapper, as you heard right there. We're talking behind his beat. Of course, Reclude is also in a band. You know what? I got music from Reclude. Did you know that? I never played that, did I? Hang on. He sent me in one of his... He's got a serious band that he's in, I guess.
He's a rap engineer, recorder guy.
Well, he's in a band also. That's where he went. He's on his way now, I believe. He said he was going today to L.A. again. Let me see if I can find that song. Actually, he told me he's singing in it. He said he's one of the people that sings in the song, but I couldn't catch which one it is. I want to find out.
Yeah.
No, this one isn't. Oh yeah, it sounds like some kind of Christian rock.
The guy that goes, yeah.
No, it's not rap. It sounds like it's like a Christian rock sounding song. Yeah. Wait till you hear it, man. You're gonna be like, what the fuck is this?
It sounds like Christian rock. Gotcha.
Here it is. It's the truth song.
Creed.
It's called The Truth, apparently. I don't know what the name of the band is, but it's called... Here we go, listen to this. This is like, yeah, Jesus is the best. Do you think that's Reclude singing right there? That can't be Reclude singing. He told me he sings in this song. I only heard it once. So that
play more of it. Yeah. I can't tell.
That'd be funny if this was Reclude singing. But I still have not forgotten your smile. I know it's got more than something to do with you. Yeah. Maybe I know. Maybe that was him in the background going, yeah. Yeah, that's him. Yeah, yeah. He should have done it as Richie Randall.
Yeah.
You're totally on the mark. That is totally brainwashing contemporary Christian rock.
Doesn't it sound just like it? It's funny if he's talking about Jesus the whole time. Oh my God! I don't hear him anymore. I think he just does occasional harmonizing, but that's the truth. Apparently, Recklude sings in that song, so awesome, Recklude.
He must be the harmonizer.
All right, awesome. Back to Oh yeah. All right, so let me get that newspaper.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, there's another song called Believe That. Believe That. Oh, yeah. Alright, let me turn the I gotta turn the damn cams on here so you people can see me going through the newspaper machine. Let's. Alright. Alright, what do we got here? Let's check. Customer service jobs. We got a few of them today. Let's see, that one's a fax. All right, so what have we had luck with, Tuck? We've had luck with telemarketing. I'm looking for my highlighter. We've had luck with telemarketing. We have had luck with not accounting yet, but like drivers and AC techs. You know, like actual not construction, but actual. You know, I don't know how you what would you call that. Blue collar work? What's blue collar? Is blue collar when you work in the office, or is that when you work with your hands?
No, blue collar is your hands.
Your hands. And then white collar is the guy in the office, right? Sedentary work. Not physical work.
With the white shirt and tie.
Gotcha, okay. Alright, so the blue.
Back in the day, you know, everyone wore the little blue uniforms.
Uh huh, okay.
You
and
know, for the mechanic uniforms, but everybody wore them. That's where blue collar comes from.
Okay, because uniforms would be like blue or they'd have a color to them, whereas the people in the office always wore white shirts and they wore white collar. Well, that makes sense. Okay, well, hey, here we go again. You know, we got a call back from this guy. Dr. Nargis called visiting physicians twice now, last week and the week before. When we called last week, we got a call back. Let me go ahead and play that voicemail again. We played it last Thursday. We're going to play that again. We're going to try to call and see if we can get the guy this time around. But Dr. Nargis is looking for work. You all know who Dr. Nargis is. What is he again? He's a proctologist or something? I forget. It changes every time. I think
yes,
he should
sir.
Be a gyno.
My name is Joe Lanham, a visiting physician, and you had responded to an ad in the Orlando newspaper concerning an opportunity we were advertising. That opportunity, sir, is in Jacksonville, Florida. You mentioned that you own a home there, so this might work out. If you care to call me at your convenience, my number is 618.
It takes a while for it to pause this replay. What's his name again? Let's get his full name. So I don't know what to ask for.
Yes, sir. My name is Joe Lanham, a visiting physician, and you had responded to an ad in the Orlando newspaper.
All right, good. And I've got his cell phone number here also already on the ID. It is an Illinois number. So, we got that to call. Mr. Joe. Joe with Visiting Physicians. We'll give him a call here in a minute.
Speaking of construction, I have got eyes downstairs in the floor below me looking on the floor. It's just putting the corn on.
Here's interesting. Now, check this out, Tuck. This is promising.
There's strange noises on my end. That's what's going on.
Yeah, you got some construction down there. They're putting in the new grow lights and all that. That's awesome, man. Awesome. Hey, guys. We got a breaking news here. We've got a business opportunity here in Orlando. A Chevron gas station store is available for sale in the tourist part of town, that south side of town. And we also have a 7-Eleven for lease, construction starting soon. And that's actually kind of far away. That's about two counties away from Orlando, but there you go. And we got a phone number to call Don. Don. Who are you? My name is Don. So let me highlight that also. I'll make sure I play that song that I have from the Punjabi stuff that's called Don. D-O-N. There we go. Okay. And looking else, what else here? Tuck, any ideas, something that I can look for? Have you had any ideas for prank calls? I'll take a look here. Automated Petroleum, office for rent.
No, sir, not one idea for a prank call all week.
Same guy, Sunoco. Well, the same guy's selling a different kind of gas stations, and let me link those two here. See, I'm actually planning it all out, folks, on
the
newspaper.
Some guy goes, oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm making copious notes of who the characters are going to be. Dr. Nargis for that one. I don't know who should do, for the business opportunity, I think I'll do Dr. Nargis also. We'll put down Dr. N. And just for my note there, so we don't forget stuff here. Let's see what else we got. E-tour and travel, sales, telephone sales, experienced only, days, evenings, weekends, full benefits, hourly plus commission at four great locations. I've got one actually here right next to me at UCF, university that I frequent. I'm not going there right now, but I was going there earlier this year. And also a few other ones. Okay, cool. So we've got number zero to call for sales. Telemarketing looks like it's for travel and tours and cruises and stuff like that. So I think, I don't know specifically what voice we'll do, but maybe we'll do Eddie G. Ed Garcia. Let me put Ed Garce on there in case. We'll see if Eddie Garcia does a prank call for a tourist job. All right, we got some customer service jobs here also. As I said before, we have full-time, part-time gas electric company. I think we talked to them last week. Let's follow up. I know I had them marked for some reason last week. Maybe I didn't call them. I have the old newspaper here somewhere. I should keep them and make notes. Because some of these places show up every time. Like that post office one that we called 2 or 3 weeks ago. They were here last week and the week before, and they're probably in this week again. I think they have a lot of turnover rate because they're not legit, dude. Come on. They're telling you got to pay to apply for a job at the post office, which is bullshit. I really doubt you have to pay to apply. You have to pay for the testing or something. Yep. Here it is. Matter of fact, here we go, everybody. Actually, I think this is a different one, maybe, but let's take a look here. Mail office clerk, East Orlando. That's my part of town. Full-time or... No, this is full-time, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. At least 1 year experience with some college required. MS Excel spreadsheet, 45 words per minute, and general office duties.
Hey.
Duties. I could do that, matter of fact.
Cool. See, I could do that, John.
But we don't have a phone number. Oh, fuck it, then.
I could too.
You know, that's not bad. And it's paying $10 an hour. The way the economy is, I bet you they're getting a lot of responses for that mail office clerk. That's a hot one right there, man. If I was looking for work, if I was unemployed right now, I would say $10 an hour, mail office clerk, that's got to be easy. Let's do it. Full time. I know all that Excel stuff. I'd run it like a machine.
You put the packages in slot A, and you put the other package in slot B.
Right. Yeah, okay, I'm cool.
Try to carry a couple bags over there and over here.
All right, here we go. We got, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, homie. Closet installers, closet designers available here too, Tuck. That's how do you install a closet? Isn't it already kind of there? How do you install? I'm going to install this closet here. Closet installers needed for subcontractor work. Commissioned closet designers. Salespeople needed. Better Living Systems is the name of the company. Let's.
I'm gonna ask these guys downstairs making all the noise.
Are they making? Can you ask them how do you install a closet? Can you put one of them on the air, or maybe can you give me their cell phone and I can prank call them while they're there? How about I need a closet installed.
I don't know their cell phone number. I would give it. Totally would give it to you.
Yeah, that'd be funny. Try to get it. That's funny, dude. Oh, boy. Here we go. Actors, bro. Actors, act now. Earn up to $500 a day. TV, print, movies, Ariza Talent Agency, and it has a phone number. Member of BBB, the Better Business Bureau. License number is T as in Tango, A as in Alpha, 24. Projects daily. They were established in 1986, everybody. So, I think we should have... Okay, now you tell me, I don't know if you're familiar, Tuck, you and I, we come from the same generation, basically, and sometimes you know stuff that I am kind of familiar with. Wasn't there that TV show called Fame?
Yeah, I'm a bit older, but not much.
Do you remember, do you know of the TV show Fame?
Fame,
I'm gonna live forever, yeah.
Nina Van Peebles.
Okay.
Sweet piece of ass, that was.
Okay, now who was Coco? And didn't Coco get, forced into getting naked for some kind of audition or something like that? Wasn't there some famous scene where, like, she's like...
Irene Cara was Coco in the movie.
Right. I think it's in a movie where, like, they play it on Howard sometimes.
That
they,
was her.
The woman, the guy's like, she, I guess it's like some kind of, she's trying to audition
maybe
for like
Nina
a...
Van Peebles that I'm thinking of.
I don't know. I just know some at one point Coco was being, like, taken off her clothes for some audition, and she was just going along with it, and the guy's like, yeah, Coco, you're going to look good, Coco. This is great. You know? It's going to be a great audition.
Coco was a sweet piece of ass.
Yeah, I suppose. Well, let's give that a call. Actors, I'm gonna try to mix that in. Coco. My name is Coco. All right, everybody. We'll be right back with the first prank call of the day. Monday show, 10:49 a.m. We'll do about 2 hours or so. We'll see how it goes. Actor's job. Just a moment, please. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. It makes me want to dance with my feet. Like, move my feet while I dance.
Thank you for calling the Ariza Talent and Modeling Agency, Florida's leading source for multicultural talent. If you know the extension of the party you wish to reach, you may dial it at any time during this announcement. Clients seeking to book talent, press 1. Talent checking in, press 2. Talent returning our call, press 3. If you wish to join our agency, press 4. For administration, press 5.
Let's try to join them for the agency here.
Thank you for your interest in the Ariza Talent and Modeling Agency. We are currently looking for fresh new faces to work in the areas of fashion, print, TV commercials, and major motion pictures. We've been established in Central Florida since 1986 and are members of the Better Business Bureau with excellent standings. We are licensed and bonded by the Department of Business and Professional Regulations as a talent agency. Ariza is Florida's leading source for multicultural talent, making a tremendous impact on productions. We supply principals, bits, and extras to work on such films as True Lies with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jamie Lee Curtis, Contact with Jodie Foster, Armageddon with Bruce Willis, just to name a few.
That's in the
TV
90s.
TV commercials include Family Matters, Sequest, Step by Step, Nickelodeon, and so forth. Our print work and television commercials include such prestigious clients as the New York Times, AT&T,
those are Nickelodeon because they used to be here in Orlando. Nickelodeon used to be here in Orlando. They're gone. They're not Universal Studios. They moved back to LA or New York or something. True Lies was like in 1995. They filmed one scene in Miami, in the Keys, actually, I think. That was all they did. I don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Please hold while I transfer you.
Did you hear?
Hey, any credit is a credit.
Armageddon was filmed at Kennedy Space Center, so parts of it, the launch only, so they probably had people standing around. Yeah, hello. Hello, how are you? Yes. Yes, damn it, I want to... Excuse me, are you going to continue? Can you please put me down for one audition machine, please?
I'm sorry?
This is Jack Valente, and I'm calling in to report for my audition. I'm looking for work in print, news, and I also do acting work. I do hand stuff, puppetry, voiceovers.
Mr. Valente, are you registered with us?
I'm looking to join the agency. How much will it cost?
Okay. There's no cost to the talent. We are an agency. We get 15% commission for any job that we book you on from the client.
Oh, that's interesting.
You know, is this your first time seeking representation?
Well, yes, it is.
Okay. Well, we just need to schedule an evaluation with our agent.
Okay, now, I will speak to the agent. You can go ahead and put me through right now. Yeah, I'm ready.
He actually has an appointment at the moment.
Okay, hang on. Now, watch this. Schedule. This one is the one that I call the Beetle. You ready? Alright, so that was one I developed about 3 years ago on this movie called Hollywood Vanya. This beetle will go in and it would infest through the ear.
I'm sure it's quite a talent.
And then there's Amos Washington. This is Amos Washington.
I'm sorry, I need to place your hold one moment.
Alright, good.
Oh, golly. The old...
talent. It's his voice talent as a voice changer.
Oh, yeah. Look at you.
Just a moment now, Missy. How about this one now?
All right, that's better. Come on now, hurry up.
We'll keep that funky music in the background.
Prince Collins to do.
We'll keep that funky music in the background. Let me check. Is there anyone in the chat room? No. Not really. Oh, they played the LOQ, huh? That's interesting. Yeah.
WLOQ. Coconut was in the chat room, but
he's a jerk, that's why. So what's going on here? Spinnakit's in the house. What's he saying? I started crying. Left my fucking ass off Carlito. Alright, I don't know what that's supposed to be. We gotta talk to somebody up in this mug. This has got me on internal hold.
Yes, hello.
Yes, hi. I was on hold for a long amount of time. Who am I speaking with at this moment, please?
My name is Dion. This is Valente. I apologize. I am on quite a busy switchboard. I don't have an opportunity to review your talents, though it sounds quite entertaining. Is there any way we can schedule an appointment, though, for you with the agent?
Can you schedule an appointment for my friend? He's here next to me also. Yes, you can. Yeah, you can, but he wants to just give you his details first.
Okay.
All right, hang on just a moment.
This is my talent.
You see, what I do is I do voiceover work, but I just use a voice machine that I created.
So I talk like this.
Yes, I can't hear it very well.
I talk like this. Godbelly, hello there. How you doing now? You having this bad chicken and a watermelon?
See, that's the kind of thing I do. I make him say stuff like that. Like,
I can't pay for all the food for my children.
Mr. Valente.
I'm on food stamps. How you doing there?
See, stuff like that.
Yeah, okay.
I talk loud in the movie theater when people are trying to watch a movie.
Dad.
Yes.
I've got to hang up now, but I'd be happy to schedule an appointment, as I said, for you.
Why do black people talk so loud at Walmart?
See, that's it, I do that in stand-up. I just come out, I got this bullhorn, and I just do those jokes, people go crazy.
Okay.
Black people like to have sex with fat white women.
Stuff like that. Yeah. And everyone goes,
I have to go now. I have to really hang
out. I went to the Sons of the Confederacy, and they had a holiday party on Saturday. And I went out there, and I said,
I'm going to rape all your women, and I'm going to steal your car.
I'm
hanging up the phone.
And then they started playing a song.
Give me a call back, okay?
Okay.
You can have a container.
Alright, that's cool. That was fun. Cool. Good deal. So, I don't know what that was, but she said we were okay to call back, so I'm going to mark that as CB. There we go. Call back. Alright, everybody. So I give that call a 85% on a scale of 120. I should have done the whole, yeah. Like that. Tuck, you having fun over there? What are you saying? You're talking too low, my friend.
I'm just talking to myself.
All right, that's always fun. Yeah, well, you do that a lot, my friend. Take care of that. Talking to yourself in the morning. All right, so closet installers here. I don't know, really understand how you install a closet in the house.
Sitting in the room, talking to myself.
All right, let's have Dr. Nargis call. I want everybody to hear this. I'm going to have to play the voicemail first. I got to queue it up. I don't have it ready. Fucking Christ. Give me just a moment here. Let me see if I can get that ready. Or should we even bother? I mean, you folks know, we've been calling as Dr. Nargis. It's a voiceover that we do with a deep kind of voice instead of the normal, voice that you would hear. The phone changes it for us automatically. And when we replay it, you'll be able to hear what it sounds like on my end. But this is Dr. Nargis, who's going to be calling back physicians wanted from last week.
Dr. Nargis. morning. This is Joe Lamb.
Yes, hello. This is Joe.
Yes, this is Joe.
Joe, this is Dr. Nargis. I'm returning your call that you made today to me at 8 p.m. last week.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I am good. I am good. I am on my making, packing to go to Jacksonville. I need to visit the other house. I have to put up a Christmas tree. And we go there for the holiday every year. We spend about 2 or 3 weeks in Jacksonville in my house over there.
So you're ready to come to Jacksonville, go to work for us then, aren't you, sir?
I have a season ticket for Jaguars, you know. I like a football. Yeah. So what? How do you say for a job? You have job there?
The position that we are offering, sir, is a Monday through Friday, 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock. And I should tell you before I go further, I'm in a bad area on my cell phone. If I lose you, I will call you back. I have your cell number on my... I have this number on my cell phone.
Listen. If you're in a bad area, don't pull over in the bad area, because this problem, like here in Miami, you pull over in the bad area and they can... You know, they can do something to you. They see a nice car, or they see that you're a nice person, and they might do something to us. Get out of the bad area. Do you know what part of town?
Oh yeah, we're okay. We're up in Illinois right now. On the way, we were at the CME conference in Amelia Island. So we're on the interstate. Well, we're okay, but the opportunity is that Monday through Friday evenings, no weekends, no call. We offer we pay your malpractice. We employ you. We provide a full benefits package, and what we do, we have found a niche in the market by which we can grow in times when a lot of offices are closing down and hospitals are reducing staff. We're actually growing due to the nature of our work, and what we do is that we visit 10 patients a day. You'll see 10 patients a day in our practice. You'll see the same 200 patients over the course of a month, and then the following month you'll see them again. And what you will do, you will visit those patients in their homes, meaning that we provide the company car and a driver. In the morning, you go into the office, jump in the car with our medical assistant, and then you'll drive around, visit 8, 9, 10 patients a day.
I have an idea.
After that,
I have a beautiful idea. Why don't we go to the job, too? Why don't we go to the office and make an examination right there?
I'm sorry?
We go to the office and we make examination right there in the office.
Well, we do the examinations in the homes.
Well, we can go to the office, too, where they're working. We can do examination on the office in the lunch break.
Well, they don't. A lot of these patients, all of our patients are homebound. They can't get out and go to the office.
But imagine this. Imagine that you have a problem and you're sick and you say to your boss, "Hey, boss, I want to leave early." Your boss says, "Well, you got sick?" And said, "Yeah, my stomach, this and that, I feel it bad." And then you say, "Okay, wait a minute. We have a contract with visiting physician." And you say, "Hang on right there." And then I'm the boss, and I call a visiting physician. I say, "Hey, I got this asshole over here that say he's sick. Yeah, I don't think he's sick. Come over, please." And the doctor come and make examination and say, "Okay," and he prescribe him like 2 aspirin or Pepto-Bismol. And he said, "You can stay working, you're not sick." And then guess what happened? They can put down right there, they can charge the employee the price of the doctor coming out, because it was a lie that he was not sick.
Well,
that's a niche market.
We have found...
That's a niche.
I see your point, but what we do, sir, we visit geriatric patients. These are patients that are all on Medicaid.
But you need to get with the time. You need to get with the time. These people calling in sick all the time here in Miami. They said the other day on the TV show, Bob Morton and the new solver. You know Bob Morton on TVT?
Well, maybe if you come on board, we'll get that fixed. You can do that.
Listen. I see to you, it sounds to me like you maybe got some stress. And what happened like that? What happened? You have a fight in the ball. Let's say you got into a fight with your boss. And you said a bad word. You said maybe give the finger. You take the paper. You throw the paper on the floor. And then we call me. Okay, Dr. Nargis come. And he prescribed to you that you have to be committed, Baker active. They take you away. And because you're Baker active, they can get rid of you because you're a danger to the people in the office. You don't pay unemployment. benefits to him. You don't have to worry about keeping him okay and around. And the people are safe. Because, you know, when people get stressed out in the work and they're making this and they're pushing this and they close the... If someone, you know, I had a problem myself, one of my staff. Every time she called me in the morning, she always slamming the cabinet door and making a coffee and slamming the door in the cabinet and opening the refrigerator and making it close loud and everything like that. And you know what I did? I said, you a Baker actor. And they came and took her away. And 3 days later, she lost her job because 3 days only consecutive is one occurrence. After one occurrence in 90 days, outside, pa' fuera, like they say. What kind of doctor do you need? I mean, I'm giving you ideas.
Well, we're looking for primary care physicians,
that is,
family practice, internal medicine.
Do I have to have my own? Do I have to have my own stethoscope?
Your own stethoscope?
Because I don't like to use my private stethoscope. It's only for, like, you know, clean people. I mean, the people in the house. Do I have security when I come in? Whether they have animals around? Or bad things?
We have, I guess I don't understand your question now.
My nephew can come with me, and he'll make, you know, protection from the back. Because you say, like you said, it's in a bad area. You have in a bad area there. So if you have
we've never had a physician that's been injured or hurt or anything. Our cars are well marked. Everybody loves seeing us. We're the good guys.
What if they make a physician write a prescription for something like Viagra he's not supposed to write? What if they tell him, hey, you know, you want something to drink? And the doctor said, yeah, give me a little bit of water. And who knows what they put in the water? Next thing you know, they have, oh, yeah, I need Viagra. I need this. I need that. It's a conflict of interest.
Right.
It's a problem.
I tell you what. It might be, the best thing for you to do might be to go on our website.
You know, listen, Batman.
Go on our website.
Did you know that Batman was a scientist?
I'm sorry?
Did you know that Batman is a scientist, too? He's a scientist.
Batman is a scientist.
And a ninja, too. He's a scientist and a ninja. Ninja scientist.
Right.
And he goes around the car, it's like, boop, boop. Beep, beep, beep.
Yeah.
Beep, beep, beep.
I agree.
Beep, 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 beep.
What specialty are you, sir, a physician?
I do, I prescribe NyQuil. Betadine. I use Betadine on the cars. I prescribe Afrin. I vitamin C and Golden Seal.
Are you a physician, sir?
I have experience in treating, you know, people.
Uh-huh.
I'm from Cuba.
Right.
And in the mountain there, you know, sometimes people get sick. They come to my store, and I say, okay, yeah, what do you have? And they say, oh, my nose is stuffy. I say, okay, I got the NyQuil. You take 5 NyQuil, and then your nose, you put the Afrin, like 4 squirt. I have experience. People will come to me and say, so they sort of call me Dr. Nargas. You don't have a job for me? I mean, what do you need, my resume?
Well, we need physicians. If you are...
See, I'm in a position.
You're in position. You are a physician, an MD or a DO?
Yes, the position. I have the position.
Do you have a CV, a curriculum vitae?
I have the LMN. I'm a licensed male nurse, LMN.
You're a licensed male nurse?
Yes.
Okay. We require physicians for this job because of the Medicaid requirements and all of our licensing requirements. So at this point, we are not employing licensed male nurses, or we're not even working with nurse practitioners or CNAs.
Well, I have the ideas. I have an honorary degree.
Oh, you got some great ideas.
I have an honorary degree from St. Isaac Catholic Church. They said they give me honorary doctorate. St. Isaac Catholic Church in Miami Spring. Do you know Hialeah, Miami Spring?
Yes, sir. What I do is I employ physicians in my company.
You break my heart is what you do.
I don't mean to break your heart.
Oh, Dios mío, nadie quiere coger mi trabajo, nadie me da trabajo. Maldita sea, no me da trabajo.
I'm sorry, sir.
Ay, Dios mío.
But
you're a piece of trash. I'm going to leave. I don't want to talk to you again. Do not call me again for my idea. If I find out that you start stealing doctor to people's job, I'm going to sue because you're taking my idea. I'm taking everything off the table right now.
I assure you, we will not adopt any of your ideas, sir. We've already got a very successful practice, and
this negotiation is over.
Thank you, sir.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
He said Jesus at the end. You heard him. I was like, Jesus. All right, that was kind of fun. That was what it was. I don't know. But I think it's better if we hear it in real time. Not in real time, but if we hear the effect. He hung in there for a while. I think when they got to the part about the stethoscope, or I should say...
seriously at all.
My stethoscope part.
He was not.
Yeah, and what's that? Yeah, you got to take me seriously here, people. I need a password for this. Hang on, let me get that from the email. Yo, man, I'm chewing this. My dad bought this at a Army surplus store. It is a Stay Alert gum. They issue these out to the to our troops in their MREs. They put them in MREs. They're caffeinated gums. Cinnamon, 100 milligrams of caffeine per piece. Effective and used by the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research. They're these very sturdy packages too. Like they're thick foil. Because they're on the elements, and there are these cinnamon gums, and each one, they recommend you only chew one at a time, enough to wake you up, and not to overdo it. But stayalertgum.com is the website, and I'll tell you, it's great. Like, when I'm at work, if I'm feeling a little tired, instead of drinking some coffee and forcing myself up to crash again, if you chew the gum, it's designed so it's a slow release, kind of like that Nicorette gum, you know? So you stay awake, but for a long, yeah. It's good for like 4 hours. But it keeps you at an even wake, you know, just enough to keep you up, a little bit alert, but not, you know, if you were to slam a Red Bull that you get really hyper and then you crash. This one is more like a natural delayed release caffeine effect. It's really good, actually. I was chewing it right now. I'm like, okay. So anyway, playing music here, getting that password. Taking a look here just so we can see what that sounds like, as I said, with the voice change. I hope you all enjoyed that. Prank calls from last week's show are not yet edited. The podcast is now officially almost 2 weeks behind. At the end of this show, I think it will be officially 2 weeks behind, so I have 4 episodes to edit. I just
get your email for the unedited ones.
I sent it out. I sent out my 2 of them at the same time on Thursday. On Friday, you should have had. I'll send it again to you, my friend. Maybe that's why Hollywood... Maybe I didn't send them out. Right. I don't know. Maybe I just sent it to myself on accident. I'll check that out. Good point. Let me check my sent messages in a moment here.
No, I have them.
Oh, you do?
But I have listened.
Oh, you haven't listened to them. I understand now. I'm sorry. I misinterpreted your voice, what was coming out of your mouth. I'm supposed to select 4 cats.
Right.
LogMeIn has these really cool anti-spam features.
The connection is kind of choppy this morning. I don't know if it has to do with the weather or just the time of day.
Maybe it's the work they're doing downstairs, my friend. All right, hey, let's take a listen to this call that we just did with the voice change.
But as you can see, I'm coming in and out a lot.
That's what she said.
This is Joe Lanham.
Yes, hello.
Yes.
This is Joe.
Yes, this is Joe.
Joe, this is Dr. Nargas. I'm returning your call that you made today to me at 8 p.m. last week.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I am good. I am on my packing to go to Jacksonville. I need to visit the other house. I have to put up a Christmas tree, and we go there for the holiday every year. We spend about 2 or 3 weeks in Jacksonville in my house over there.
So you're ready to come to Jacksonville, go to work for us then, aren't you, sir?
Well, I have a season ticket for Jaguars, you know. I like football.
Yeah?
Yes. So how do you say for job? How is How do you have job there?
The position that we are offering, sir, is a Monday through Friday, 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock. And I should tell you, before I go further, I'm in a bad area on my cell phone. If I lose you, I will call you back. I have your cell number number on my cell phone.
Listen. If you're in a bad area, don't pull over in the bad area, because the problem, like here in Miami, you pull on in the bad area and they can, you know, they can do something to you. They see a nice car, or they see that you're a nice person, and they might do something to us. Get out of the bad area. Do you know what? What part of town?
We're okay. We're up in Illinois right now. On the way, we were at the CME conference in Amelia Island, so we're on the interstate. Well, we're okay, but the opportunity is that Monday through Friday evening, no evenings, no weekends, no call.
All right, it doesn't sound believable. I can't believe that guy actually fell for that. What a dummy! That guy must be desperate to get work or something. You hear him? He's like, but that's an interesting venture there. Have the doctor visit you. That's not really a niche.
You know, it sounds good without.
Can you imagine you're working and you tell your boss you want to leave sick, and it says no, hang on a moment, and you call the physician company. They dispatch a doctor out in 30 minutes. Who gives you an evaluation, says that you're not really sick, prescribes you some Pepto-Bismol, and then you get in trouble to work for it. That would be that would be something. But it could be done one day.
Voice changer, to be honest with you. It sounds fairly, what's the word I'm trying to look for?
Fake.
Legitimate.
Oh, it does sound legitimate? I don't know. It was a little too low. I should have had my voice higher. You're chopping in and out, Tuck. Keep working on that, man. You're like, You get that chop. You got that dial-up chop. Chop, 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 chop. Tuck, do you know what I heard? Tuck, last week they're talking about that free Wi-Fi internet anywhere in the country that's going to be offered by the U.S. government. Look out. Are you excited about that? I should help you out. You're one of our rural people. The only connection you have available to you is 56K. He's restarting over there, Tuck is. He's going to reacquire his connection, apparently. We'll talk to him about that later. But apparently the FCC and Kevin Martin are trying to push. Well, elements of the FCC, not all of them. Kevin Martin is one in particular who's trying to pass a legislation kind of to get a free broadband internet to everybody in the country. And the way they're going to do it is using part of that wireless spectrum. And every internet provider would have to offer free internet service, which would be the slowest tier and would probably block adult content, no porno, stuff like that. It probably would be monitored also pretty closely. But it would be the free public internet, and although it's slower, it's still faster than dial-up, and it's much more reliable, and it's wireless. And it's going to be available on that, the spectrum, which is pretty much well established, part of it that's being auctioned off. I got something with my breathing here. I might be dying, folks. Watch out. I might need to call visiting physicians and have a physician visit me. Okay, so check this out, everybody. We have the Chevron station for sale. I think it would be nice to call for that. Chevron store for a sale or a lease in Orlando. Let's give that a call here. In the meantime, let's play a song. Don't know what to play exactly here. Let's see what options I have available to me. Don't want to play any of that. Plenty of that. Nunu's in the house. Nunu's checking in. Just checking in. Hello, Nunu. Thank you for checking in. Curtis Mayfield is the song we're playing, and the call we're doing is to buy a gas station. Everybody, stand by. Thank you. And Nunu, this pillock has been on for about 20 minutes. Madhouse video feed on the website still down. Luckily, we're still up in Syndicate. What's up to all the people watching and listening over there? Thank you, syndicators. I think we're going to get an answer here.
This Don.
Is this Automated Petroleum?
This Don.
May I speak with Big Don, please?
Speaking.
Don, how you doing there, buddy?
Good. Who's this?
Looking into buying a gas station. This is Ralph. Ralph Littlejohn. How are you doing?
Ralph.
Sir? Ralph Littlejohn. How are you?
Ralph. Pardon?
I said, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine, thanks. I'm going into a meeting. Can I call you back?
What kind of meeting are you going into?
An important one.
They're not all that important, sir. Can you just postpone the meeting? This is very important, sir. This is my last quarter.
Well, I'm sorry.
I'd appreciate
you. Won't cost you anything.
I'd appreciate you be a man of your honor and answer this call. I'll take the call right now. You can be late. It's all right.
Thanks. Have a good day.
You asshole. All right.
To place a call.
Fucking asshole. I'm going to buy a gas station for him whether he likes it or not. I'm going to force him into negotiations, everybody. Chuck, are you back? How's your voice sounding?
Yes.
Still choppy. Still choppy, but we can deal with it. Don't worry about it. I was saying that... have you looked into that free the free wireless internet that's going to be coming out? All right, Tux is going to... I don't think Tux is hearing me either. Let's do the full-time, part-time gas electric company. I think we called them last week. They didn't answer.
About it.
Well, you should look into it, Tux. It affects you, Mr. Royal Internet User. Be right back, folks. Just a moment. Next call of the day. Customer service rep. Hello, hello.
Thank you for calling Total Marketing Concepts.
Yeah.
If you know your party's extension, please enter it now. Otherwise, please hold for the next available representative.
Oh, we have talked to them. I know this song. Yeah, I know this song for sure. God, hello.
Hello.
What's going on, man?
Yeah.
Put me down for one of those job machines.
How may I help you?
Are you black?
How may I help you, sir?
You're gonna. You can put me down for one of your gas jobs.
You have to come in and fill out an application.
Then why do you put a phone number? What do you put a phone number in here?
To place a call, press 1.
You would have talked to her.
Listen to your recording.
That's the lady that I called about. That's a call called. It's a called aggressive job application or something. Hello.
To place a call. 1.
Whatever. We got a phantom call. Okay, that's aggressive. That's the same lady. She remembers me from aggressive. Let me contact that here. Aggressive. We got that marked. She got really upset last time because I was bothering her. All right, so closet installers. People who install closets. Nunu wants us to call the Depot Diner. I don't think they like us there anymore, Nunu. I'll give it a shot towards the end of the show, but I don't think that's going to go anywhere, okay? They are on to us. And apparently Ernie isn't even there today. So what the fuck are you going to do? Nunu asks, am I black? Are you black? LOL, nice. Yeah, I know, right? Evil Artie checking in. Big fat Evil Artie over at evilartie.biz. Be sure to check out his website. Subscribe to his blog. Evil Artie representing the 386. Closet installers. We're going to look for a closet installing job. Hang on, everybody. Don't go anywhere. Let me play a new song. More Curtis Mayfield. Short Eyes. You. Remembering the loving way she wore the hair, her sunglasses, her button socks. Just wanna warn you, she's on. That helps get them the answer sometimes. That's why I do it.
Like us get the morning shit.
Now stop ringing.
Ryan, terminate the call, please.
All right.
That one's not going to work. Which one was that? Closet installers? Let me try a different one here. Hang on, folks. This is going to be some kind of job. Don't go anywhere. Oh, that's something I want to do. Hang on. Shut that music off. Talk. Thank you. You're on delay, so you're going to say in like 2 minutes. Yep. Jin Stewart, I found out he's updated some new prank calls up in his bitch. He's got one called HFO Comp. Let's take a look, see if that's
cool,
any good.
Cool.
He updated this 5 days ago. I'm going to see if I get Jin to make an appearance on the show. Since we do this early Monday show, it's only whatever time it is over there now. I'm sure that Nunu could tell us, since he's in the UK as well.
You need to get in contact with him, sir.
It's 4:30 p.m. right now, so yeah, we should try to get in contact with him one day. But let's listen to this here, HFO Comp by Jin Stewart over at jimstewart.com. J-I-N as in Nancy. JinStewart.com, everybody. STEWA.
Thank you for calling. The next available representative will assist you shortly.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello, yeah. Who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Daniel.
Hello, Danny. How you doing, buddy?
Not bad, man. How's it? Who's this?
Yeah, it's Mr. Stewart.
Mr. Who?
Mr. Stewart.
Mr. Stewart?
Yeah.
Oh, hello, mate.
Yeah, how you doing?
Not bad, I can help you.
Yeah, Danny. Hey? Which desk are you working, Danny?
Who are you looking for, mate? I think I'm the wrong number, mate.
Danny! I'm looking for you, buddy.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, isn't it? You know, I wanna know, would you like to get involved in a medical experiment?
An American experiment?
A medical experiment.
A medical experiment?
Yeah.
What does it involve, mate?
Involves me just opening you up and looking inside, eh?
Not bad. Can you repeat it one more time, mate?
Yeah, I'd like to have a little look inside, you know what I mean?
Yeah, would after or before I take a poo?
Eh?
After or before I take a poo?
Whatever, really.
Yeah,
Oh my god.
Well, I'm up for anything, mate.
Yeah? Well, when can I come over there and just give you a little snip?
Well, I'm free after 4:55, mate, so any time after 2 minutes, if you want.
Yeah, so that's about, there's 4 minutes. Your clock's getting a bit far, so I think you just want to clock out early, don't you? Yeah!
You know me, mate.
Yeah, clock out, get
checked out, son, that's how you do it.
In it, yeah. I'm coming over then, I'll meet you at the door, right?
No worries, mate. I look forward to it, mate.
See you in a minute. Yeah, love you.
Good afternoon, HFO Services.
I know.
Hello?
I know, yeah. Who am I talking to?
Tim.
Hello, Timmy. How you doing, Timmy?
Not too bad.
Come out. Alright. I was just wondering if I could come over, really.
Hello?
Hello, Timmy.
Hello. Yeah, I can help you.
Yeah, how you doing, Timmy? Come on. Was wondering if I could... Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can I sit in front of your computer and type something in? Come on.
Yeah, do you know where the computer is?
Yeah, come on. Do you ever get on the phone and call people up and say, come on? I said, do you ever call people up on the phone and just say, come on?
Are you alright?
Yeah, I'm alright. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. I've got to...
I was wondering if I could... Hello?
Yeah?
Well, don't talk when I'm talking, you bloody idiot. I'm wondering if I could come over and, you know, have a little bit of a... What?
I'll let you talk to yourself.
But why don't you come over and say it to my face, Timmy?
For services?
Hello, yes. Who am I speaking to?
Okay, it's the same person.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hello, yes. Who is this?
Mohammed.
Hello, Timmy. How are you?
Sorry?
How are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Yeah, I'm right. You know,
okay.
I've been throwing water bombs at cars lately, and I've been timing the reaction speed of the drivers, you know.
Right, good for you, sir.
They've been stopping very quickly, some of them getting out and coming up to my house, you know.
I see.
They've been saying, Timmy, Why are you throwing water bombs at me? You know. Yeah.
To me. How can I help you, sir?
You can't really help me. I'm wondering if I could help you.
No, you can't.
I'd like to help you. To me, I'd like to give you a good scene to.
Oh, thank you very much, sir. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Timmy.
Good afternoon, Lord Watkins speaking.
Yeah, how you doing there, Mr. Watkins? Hey, how you tripping? Bye. Yeah, I was just listening to your whole music there. That was kind of kick-ass, huh?
Yes, may I ask who's calling, please?
Yeah, it's Mr. Stewart. How you doing?
Hi, Mr. Stewart. Can I ask what this call is regarding?
Yeah, it's regarding your mom. She's been here, complaining about your behavior at home. And I just wanted to say to you, you know, if you don't behave, Santa's not going to give you any presents for Christmas. You know about that?
My mother's dead.
Yeah, I don't care about that. She's been talking to me from beyond the grave. You know that? We were doing, like, the Indian dance all over the graveyard. And I was on your mother's grave, and she came out and said, you know, you gotta tell Lord whatever since him, that he's not behaving at home, and the Santa's not gonna give him any presents this year because he's being an ass. He's calling people up and talking shit over the phone.
Okay. Well, what I'm gonna suggest is, sir.
Yeah.
I hope all these phone calls are recorded for yours because they're quite amusing, sir.
Actually. Yeah, they're recorded on my end. I don't know if they're recorded on your end, but I sure hope so. So then you can play them to your boss, and then your boss can, have a laugh too, because you know it's important that the people who make the money actually get to have a little bit of amusement in their lives, you know.
Okay.
Not like the pawns, you know. There's like in chess, you have like the pawns, and you have like the middlemen, like the rooks and the knights, and then you have the bishops and obviously the queen and the king, and very important pieces. You know, don't want to lose those pieces because otherwise you're gonna lose the game. You know?
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah, I hear ya.
Yeah. So talk to me. Don't be quiet. Don't be shy, boy. You need to talk.
Hello, sir.
Yeah, give me your opinions on the global financial crisis. Oh, this is the new guy.
Yes, it is. Okay, please stop wasting our time. I hope you know all our calls are charged at £5 a minute.
Yeah, but I don't think so.
They're going to charge you for all the new calls. There's more to that. That's funny. That's Jen Stewart. Again, that's Jen, J-I-N Stewart, StewArt.com. Be sure to check him out over there. Funny guy. Joins us occasionally. Used to co-host a show along with Milkman and talking all us crazy guys. So, yeah, throw him a bone, why don't you? And hopefully he'll join us here one day soon. I got a lot of different jobs here that I found while we were playing
a show. And a Milkman and used to co-host a show.
Yeah, on Sundays. Sunday afternoons they used to do a show together. That was fun. All right, let's see what we got here, punks. Appointment setters. We got a job for assets. I got assets. Saw operator, frame builder, boulder, lube technician, wheel train, drivers, construction traders. We still have the cruise sales as well. We got a lot of other stuff here now. We've got apprentice entry level. That's we called them earlier. We called them a few months ago that apprentice early level. That's the one that we found out that they were actually discriminating. Assistant trainees for customer service for holiday help. We've got a pool hizotech, which is actually it's at a hospital. I don't think it's like an actual pool, but I'm going to joke around with them. With the Florida state license in histology. Minimum of 2 years experience. Maximum hours are 24 per week. Apply online.
Joking around with them, you're not taking your call seriously.
Well, I'm going to say that I'm a pool tech. I know how to clean pools and stuff like that. They're like, no, that's not where we're looking. It's another kind of pool. And then we'll laugh and we'll laugh. Pharmacy tech
so
here also.
Yanking their chain.
Right. We got roadway positions, crew leader, small machine operators.
So you're wasting their company time.
Yeah, exactly. Laborers
on a busy Monday morning when they're trying to make money for the economy, to better the economy.
Yeah, laborers to perform mowing, litter removal, and weeding. Weeding, not wedding, weeding. We got janitor assistants here also, janitor and maintenance assistants, security guards, part-time, D license required, Century Security is the name of the company, HR manager, et cetera. What I want to call first, there's a number here for the newspaper itself, and it says new ad placement for your convenience, Orlando Sentinel is available for new ad placements 24 hours a day. So I'm going to call and get confused and tell them, yeah, I'm trying to get that job for new ad placement. And they're going to say, no, that's if you have an ad that you want to put in the paper. Like, no, it says here, you're looking for ad placers. I want to get a job in that. Let's call that, everybody. Let's play a different song. Nothing morbid. There we go. Something upbeat. It's Monday morning, for God's sake. We got people at work listening.
Orlando Sentinel.
Yes, hello, this is Ralph Littlejohn, and I'm applying in response to your ad that was under retail in this Orlando Sentinel from yesterday. I have experience with ad placement.
Okay, you're talking to an ad that the Orlando Sentinel placed?
Right, you folks put an ad here, it says new ad placement. I have experience with ad placement in the newspaper, so I wanted to apply for this job.
Okay, read the whole thing to me.
New ad placement. For your convenience, Orlando Sentinel classified is available for new ad placement. 24 hours a day position, 7 days a week available. 365 days a year options. Call 800 and it has your number. So I wanted to apply because I have retail experience and ad placement experience.
Okay, sir, that is not a job.
But it's in the job offers. It says here job offers.
I realize that, sir, but it's not a position that we have available.
It's in the career builder.
I understand that, sir, if you would please let me finish my statement.
Why are you discriminating against me because I'm applying for a job?
Sir, I am not discriminating against you. I'm trying to explain to you why that ad is there.
Because it's an open position.
No, it is not. What I'm trying to explain to you is that is what we in the business call a house ad. That is directed to the employer.
Yeah, okay, so this is the employer I'm calling.
Orlando Sentinel is not the
for
employer.
The employment. Yeah, okay.
We do not have any positions available in the retail section.
Okay, what is your fax number there? So I can send my fax or an email address?
You can find out what positions the Orlando Sentinel has available by going to our website, OrlandoSentinel.com.
Yeah, you can transfer me now. Can you transfer me there, please?
Sir?
Can you transfer me there now, please?
No, sir, I cannot.
You can't transfer me to get the jobs. This is not fair. I think it's because you know that you have the same job, that you're intimidated.
Sir, I am not intimidated. I am a customer service rep.
And that's why I'm trying to get a job in customer service ad placement.
Okay, sir, what I'm trying to explain to you is we do not have positions available.
This is horrible. It says here you have a position, new ad placement retail, sales, new ad placement retail, and then all of a sudden, oh, I don't have a position because you sound like you're going to make me look bad.
HR person, sir, I am not an HR person.
Well, I asked you to transfer me, and you're refusing. You're blocking me here. You're interfering. You're running interference.
No, I am not interfering with you, sir.
What is your ID number?
I don't have an ID number.
Well, I'm going to report you. I'm going to report you to the career builder.
I don't work with in Career Builder, sir.
Transfer me now. I command you to transfer me.
Sir, you can command me all you want to. I cannot transfer you to Career Builders because we are not part of Career Builders.
Okay,
I'm
going to ask you one question. If you look
let
on your
let me finish, please.
I can. I have a problem with letting people finish stuff. Can I just do mine first and then I'll let you do yours because I don't want to forget. It's a good point. Please?
All right.
Okay, good deal. Thank you so much for being understanding and professional. Answer me yes or no. Is there a button on your telephone machine that says transfer?
Yes.
Push that button and then put the extension in for Career Builder and then press transfer. Now.
But
you can finish what you need to say first.
I do not have a position. I do not have a phone number for Career Builders.
Well, who handles human... If you had to call your human resource director to see if your medical benefits were okay, what is that? You can transfer to that number, right?
No, sir, I cannot, because our benefits are handled out of our office in Chicago.
Oh, the Tribune Company?
Yes.
Oh, that crap. Those Republicans. Maybe this is best that I don't get a job with you. Are you a Republican? Is that why that's what it is? Because I'm a Democrat. Maybe you're thinking, oh, we can't have this liberal here. I understand.
No, sir,
it's okay.
That has nothing to do with it.
It's called blackballing.
I can tell you how to find positions that are available with the Orlando Sentinel.
I just want you to know that Martin Luther King didn't sacrifice himself for this.
That has nothing to do with what you want.
Well, you're bastardizing the whole movement of free people.
No, I am not.
Shame
I'm
on you.
I am trying to tell you how to locate positions that are available with the Orlando Sentinel.
Do you have sticky pads there? I want you to write down shame and stick it on your computer monitor and leave it there for a week
I'm going to have to hang up with you now.
Shame.
Because you are insulting me.
Shame on you. I'm shaming you.
And I will not continue to listen to it.
I'm holding my finger to the phone and I'm wiping it with the other finger. Shame. You hear it? Shame, shame, shame. Shame on you.
To place a call, press 1. To listen to your...
That was fun. Poor lady on a Monday morning getting a call from some whack-a-nut. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that. Sure, we made her week. Hope everybody enjoyed that prank call as well as the others that we made today. We've got more coming up. That was a good idea for that. Especially the shame. Let me mark that as shame. S-H-A-M-E. Done. Next is HR manager. 7 years experience needed. Reference policy, staff, and development. Let's give it a shot. All right, finally. What a fool believes when he sees. The wise man has
Hello?
The power. Hey, is this the HR manager position? I was listening to some Doobie Brothers. I was listening to some Doobie Brothers just a second ago. I was singing the song. I'm sorry.
Doobie
please.
Brothers.
You ever heard of them? They sing that song, What a Fool Believes. It was on the radio station.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wow. So what kind of work do you do? What? Am I replacing you or what's going on?
No, you would not be replacing me. If you're interested in the position, I'm asking everyone to send a resume to TMC Applications.
I'm accepting all submissions from you folks, so I will. If you guys want to send your requisition form to my email address, and I'll reply with my resume.
All right, we'll do that. Thank you.
Well, do you need the email address or what? Sir?
To place a call, press 1. To listen
I don't
to
like
your
that guy. He sounds kind of effeminate. Look that guy.
Okay, faggot!
I'm trying to be effeminate.
They're annoying. They think their shit don't stink. Janitor maintenance, up to $15 an hour. Let's give them a call here. Sorry, the official word is what, my friend?
The stairwell that I use to come up here on this side
right.
is shit.
Why, do you have termites? How is it shit? Don't make sure they're not taking you for a ride, man. They're probably making repairs they don't need to make. Put them on the phone with me.
No.
Tell them to call me first.
They need to make them. There was like no support at all on that stairwell.
I don't know, man. I think they're doing more than they need. You better make sure that you ask it approved to you.
Nothing was barely helped. Listen, you have to realize this house was built in 1814.
By slaves.
Gotcha.
That's right,
correct.
Slave labor. Those slaves could put a good spit shine on a construction job, man.
Thank you for calling Ashore. This is Wanda speaking. How may I help you?
Hey there. Yeah, I was just talking about the slavery days and the construction back then. Hey, can I apply for a job for janitor maintenance machine, please?
Sure. I'm going to go ahead and put you through to our job hotline. Just go ahead and listen to the entire message, and if you're still interested in the position, leave your name and your number, and we'll get back
to you. Well, wait a minute. Hang on first. Is this in Orlando, or where is it at?
It's in Altamont Springs on Douglas Avenue. It's close to the intersection where 436 and I-4 is.
Do I have to touch the toilet?
Yes.
With my hands, or do you give the gloves first before I touch the toilet?
We have gloves.
Okay, because people make shit in the toilet sometimes. That's nasty. They, you know, it goes on the sides and the pee-pee and stuff.
Occupational hazard.
Yeah, but if I use gloves and I use plenty of hand sanitizer, I should be okay. I just like to put, I just spray Lysol on the toilet, and that's it. I leave it alone. I just spray Lysol on it. It kills everything. I mean, it still looks dirty, but at least it's not affected.
All right, hold on one second. I'll get you through the hotline.
I like to cut corners and cheat. Oh, fuck. Let's see if I can hit zero and get somewhere.
Thank you for calling about our position for maintenance. Please hold while I try that extension.
Awesome.
One moment, please.
Awesome.
Thank you for calling Ashore. This is Wanda speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Wanda. I just hit zero to get to take... I don't want to listen to the message, but it transferred back to you. So can I leave my information with you then?
For the position?
Yeah, for the toilets.
You would have to leave a message in order to get somebody to return the call.
But whenever I hit zero, it transfers me back to you. I'll try it again. I'll hit zero when the message starts again.
No, you don't want to hit zero. You just want to leave a message after you listen to the message.
Do I have to hit a button to leave the message?
Nope. Just listen to the recording and it'll beep, and then you leave your name and your number.
All right, Wanda, put me through. Make it so.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Engage.
Hit zero.
I am. I can say, oops, I'm sorry, I hit it again.
Satan says hit zero.
Satan. Bing. Hit zero on my left side.
Satan wants you to hit zero.
Please hold while I try that extension. One moment, please.
Hello?
To place a call, press 1. To listen to your recorded call, press 2. Please enter your...
Get behind me, Satan!
We get a fuzzy connection.
Play Recluse song again to bring you back on the other side of the world.
No, that's okay. 0281 Echo 119.3. Over.
Thank you for calling Ashore. This is Wanda speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Wanda, I hit zero again on accident. Can you put me through?
Sure, one second.
Thanks. After she hung up on me.
Thank you for calling about our position maintenance person. Please hold while I try that extension. One moment, please.
You're going to drive her crazy.
Thank you for calling Ashore. This is Wanda speaking. How may I help you?
Wanda, I'm a dumbass. I'm sorry. Go ahead and put me back through. I'm sorry.
Satan tells you to push zero.
Thank you for calling about our position for a maintenance person.
Watch this.
Assured is located in out.
Thank you for calling ICA. Listen closely because our menus have changed. To Miss Marion Anderson.
And we check all
moments, please.
Please hold while I try that extension. One moment, please.
You're not going to get hired by this job to follow the instructions.
ICA, good morning.
To place a call, press Hello? 1. To listen to your recorded call, press 2. To add minutes to your
I was going to put more than one on the line at the same time, but I kind of screwed up. Whoops. That was fun. Terrorizing Wanda. I'm a dumbass. I'm sorry. Whoops. What can I say? I can't do it. Wanda, everybody.
Yeah, you're not going to get hired if you can't follow your instructions properly through the phone.
All right, let's call security guards. I'm going to tell them that when I see black people come into my store, I always watch them closely.
You kids, follow your instructions carefully.
Hang on. Racist security coming up, folks.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Century Security and Event Staffing.
Hello, I'd like to make an application for security guard work. I have a lot of experience.
Okay, do you have your D license?
I have a D license. I have experience providing security for retail when ethnic people come in. I know, you know, to sound the secret alarm. And we would do the code on the radio and we can watch them closely. And young people, too, because they, you know, they do stuff.
Okay, you can come to the office on Monday through Thursday anytime between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. and fill out an application.
What kind of security work is this for? Retail, in person,
this is power trade shows?
Trade shows?
At the convention center?
At the convention center? That's great. Yeah, I used to. Do you have the closed door policy?
The closed door policy?
Right. That you
not sure what that is.
Where you profile the guests and you give extra scrutiny for, you know, certain classifications of guests. I like to do that because I find it's more effective. Like when I worked at Universal Studios in the store, and then whenever if I saw a group of black kids come in, I would always watch them a little. You know, we follow them a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, we don't do that.
Do you want to transfer me?
Now I'm going to put you on hold while I finish up with this other man.
No, wait a minute now. I came first.
He was actually here.
What's his name?
I'm not going to give that out, but if you want to...
Can you put him on the phone, please? Because I think you're lying. If he's really there, put him on the phone and tell him to tell me.
Okay, I have to go.
You better not. I command you to keep the phone open.
I'm going to put you on hold.
Hurry up.
Extra scrutiny, everybody. We'll leave that in the background there, see if she does come back. Gotta be extra scrutinous. But you know, it's true, they do that. They do that at the parks here in Orlando. They actually, they see a group of Puerto Rican kids and stuff, they'll start following them and calling on the radio. Breaker, breaker. You got a pair of darkies over here, won't you?
I think paranoid.
The Kmart, the city I grew up in, the Kmart used to do that. Like, if I came in with a group of friends, like if we were, you know, in high school or middle school, they would always, like, there would always be one guy following us. Those and Walmart was always big with that too, man. Their security, like, they would single out Hispanics and stuff. It was in the paper here locally. Like, they proved, they had evidence, people that came out of there saying that they used to do that.
For customer service.
Right. And she hung up in the background, or I had the volume down, but we had fun enough with her. All right, that was security guards. Roadway positions, crew leader. Those, you know, that's the dream job that I've always wanted. You know, I might actually apply for that, dude. You know, the people stand at the roadway and they hold the signs, and they're always just there's always just one of them working, and the other four are standing around watching, and they're like chewing.
The retarded guy.
Chewing dip.
Here's like the retarded guy.
Well, no, the new guy. They'll tell, hey, new guy, go and rake those coals over there, and they'll rake it and or make the hole, and your other guys are standing around watching, and then you know they have like headphones on sometimes and. All they do is they just turn the sign.
Yeah, lucky you over here.
That's the good work right there, you know, where he's changed the signs and all that. Hang on, folks. We're going to play another call in the meantime. I got to talk to my dad. He's calling in here. He said he was going to give me a call this morning. This is him here. In the meantime, let's... Oh, shit. I wanted to play the rest of that Jen Stewart call. And I actually freaking... I closed it. Son of a gun. Look at that. Crap. Let me open it up again. What's that website? JenStewart.com, right? JenStewart.com, and we're playing HFO Computer Supplies or something like that, I think. Take a look here. Play some music in the meantime. Listen to this. We'll play some prank calls here. We'll be right back soon. I'm hitting switches, making bitches these bitches.
See me grab my dick every time I pose for pictures. I own acres, floor seats watching the Lakers. I'm cool with SAs who got AKs and cases.
Dedicated to all of those with big egos. Never fade, we get the dough and live legal. Haters, haters, we sip the mo and yank the ezo.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, yes. I have been tumbling joy. I got a big pain in my tooth. I got a very big pain in my tooth. It's very painful, you know.
Yeah, you got a sore tooth.
It's very painful. I got a very big tooth in the back of my mouth. It's very painful. It's a very hurting coming through. It's a pain hurting, you know. What can I do? It's just so painful. It's just so painful. It's coming through the tooth. It's hurting. Oh, what can I do?
Why are you ringing, you idiot?
You son of a bitch. Why are you talking funny? Ringing?
Don't you have a job, sir?
Yeah, I have a job, but I work in early shift, so I get to fucking waste your time, you son of a motherfucker!
And you're a very poor man.
I'm very rich. I got more money than you ever see in your life, bitch. And my interest is twice your yearly wages in a day, you son of a motherfucker!
Why are you calling?
Because I got a very, very big tooth in the back of my mouth. It's very, very big, you know.
Is that it? Is that all you want?
Yeah. How do I look after my tooth?
Is that it? Is that all you want, sir? Can you go away?
Yeah, I want to know. Can you help me with my tooth?
Bye. Bye.
Ah, you son of a bitch! You don't know how to help my tooth. You should not be a dentist. You should be some dead somewhere. Hello? I still hear you.
Hello, good afternoon, what? HFO.
Yeah, good afternoon, mate. How you doing there?
Yeah,
How's it going, mate? It's going well over there or not?
Just give me a moment, sir. I'll see if I can get someone to sit you.
Fucking bother you. You have to do it in a fucking high-pitched voice, mate. My fucking voice hurts. Get that fucker on the phone immediately. Fucking hell. Fuck. Shit. I hope they realise that it... Hello?
Yeah, hello, sir. What's the issue, sir?
Alright, mate, how you doing there? How's it cracking, mate? How's the whip cracking, you know what I mean?
Okay, so,
You get that real crack out of the back of the whip if you really use the wrist, mate. Just crack that whip, crack that baby right up, you know?
Yeah, no, exactly what you mean.
What's your name there, boy?
It's Alan.
Alan? I thought your name was Timmy before.
No.
You like to change your name every time I call, or what's your problem, mate?
No.
You change your name more than I change my accent.
Yeah, no. Now you're changing your accent.
It's your problem with you, mate. You probably change your name more than you change your fucking underwear, you dirty bastard. What's wrong with you?
That was a bit mean.
That's a bit harsh, wasn't it? It's a bit fucking harsh.
Yeah,
where I come from, we're a bit harsh, mate. A lot of the family like to get the harsh way, you know? I used to get the cane as a kid. I used to get caned a lot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I used to be a bit fucking naughty at the table. I used to say fucking shit a lot, you know?
Yeah.
So my father used to get my fucking hands on the table. He used to get the fucking cane and used to fucking slam down on the motherfucking table. And it fucking hurt. I'll tell you that much now. But it taught me a lesson. It taught me one thing. I never say fuck or shit in front of my father again. What I do is I call up fucking idiots on the phone and just say fucking shit to them instead, because they don't have a fucking cane. You know what I mean? Hello? That was fucking dirty, you pig.
Hello?
Hello, how are you?
Hello, mate. Listen, I need your opinion. Because I've given you my opinion. I just made this new tune, yeah? It's called... Doo-doo-doo-doo. Yeah, what do you think of it? One sec. Here it is.
Hello?
What did you... Hello?
Yeah, I thought that was a bit shit, you know? It was very
is
shit.
It? That's the first verse. But that's the first verse. What about the second verse? One sec.
Yeah. That
guy's pretty good.
Yeah, what do you think, man?
Thank you for calling. The next available representative will assist you shortly.
Marlon's better, though. Marlon's better.
Hello, HFO Services.
Marlon's better.
Hello?
Go down a taxi.
Hello, HFO Services.
Hello. Yeah, I'm calling about an account. Hello?
And your reference number, please.
My
reference, your reference
is...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
50... 50...
29... 29...
Hello, HFO?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello, Kvetchy.
What the hell? Alright.
Alright, listen, look, don't hang up, we're trying to put a call. Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Look, don't hang up, are you there?
Hello, yeah, I'm here. I was wondering if I could talk to Mr. Kletchy.
Kletchy's not available, listen, take this number.
I need to talk to Mr. Kletchy, it's a very important call, I need to ask him a few questions.
He's not available though.
Yeah, well, I know.
I can give you a number. I can give you his number.
I need to get him for me. I need to get him on the phone.
I can give you his
I
direct
to
line.
Talk to him. I need to ask him a few questions.
Just take his direct line.
A few questions about. Sorry.
You just need to take his direct line.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm writing it down now. Give me a number.
Okay, it's 0203.
3i.
024.
123i.
8444
7 8 9 10 11 12.
No, not 7 8 9 10 11 12.
Right,
8 4 4.
Hold on the second there. The number,
yeah,
I got here is 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 9 10 11 12.
No, it's 0203 024 8 4 4.
0 2 1 2 3 4 5 6.
yeah,
right,
that's it.
I'm going to call them the new. Okay.
All right then.
Yay. Jim Stewart, everybody, Jim Stewart. I'm done with talking to my dad. Old man calling in about something he had heard about. I had to give him a hand with a computer thing. And he is up and about. I'm usually up at 8 o'clock in the morning on Mondays. I try to, even though it's my day off, I do still like to get up still and act like I'm functioning, do the show, stuff like that. I'm going to have to leave here probably around 1. Got some other stuff to do around the... Because I have a real life. Talk, remember that? Remember when I said that and you were so offended? You're like, oh, I have a real life. Yeah. All right, everybody.
Oh, because artists don't have real lives.
That's right. DD, the dead, is listening, I believe, or the dead is here.
Yeah.
The dead in the house. What's up, dad? Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Thank you for being on. Maybe he'll join us. I asked him, I have invited him to call in. We have a pharmacy tech job. Let's call the pharmacy job. Just a moment, folks. Pharmacy.
Thank you for calling Human Resources.
Hi.
Hi,
this is Ralph Littlejohn. I have experience in that pool Hazel Tech stuff. I wanted to see if I could come in as soon as possible.
Okay, let me put you through to a recruiter.
Okay.
So that they can speak to you. And you're talking about the lab histotech, right?
That's right, the pool.
Okay, hold on just a second.
It says pool here. Oh, man, you remember Caddyshack in the pool? Where they put the baby Ruth inside the pool?
Yes, Caddyshack.
Hi, this is Barbara Heinbaugh at Halifax Health Human Resources. I'm sorry I'm not able to take a call right now.
If you want to transfer to someone who is taking calls for
Barbara Heinbaugh,
push pound. To transfer to an...
Thank you for calling Halifax Health Human Resources. Please listen to the following options and choose the appropriate option.
Thank you for calling Human Resources. Following speaking, how may I help you?
Yes, hello. I'm returning a call from Barbara, please.
Okay, one moment.
Thank you. Social engineering, folks.
Hi, this is Barbara Heinbaugh at Halifax Health Human Resources. I'm sorry I'm not able to take your call right now, but please leave your...
I'm not going to have fun with that. I could have left a message for callback. I should have done that. I got the callback number. Stupid fucking Carlos. Stupid motherfucker me. The dead checking in. His screen name is He Raped Me. Good deal, the dead. Awesome. Good to see that you were raped by him. Community Health Centers is seeking a qualified tech with a retail experience for our outpatient pharmacy clinics in Central Orlando. Full-time, no holidays or weekends. Contact Paul. And it gives his phone number and extension. And they are an EOE, an Equal Opportunity Employer. Let's give them a call. Thank God they're an Equal Opportunity Employer. I'll tell you what. Haven't you ever heard of a killer?
You have reached Winnegardo Pharmacy. Para Español, oprime la estrella. We are open normal clinic hours, and we are closed from 1 to 2 for lunch.
Lazy
if
bastards.
If you are calling for a prescription refill, please allow 24 to 48 hours for a prescription to be filled. If you have no refills on your medication available, the pharmacy will contact your doctor. If there are refills available...
The fuck up.
You have reached Winter Garden Pharmacy. You have reached Winter Garden Pharmacy. Enter your mailbox number.
No. I'm not logging in. Try star T.
You have reached Winter Garden Pharmacy. Para Español, oprime la estrella.
Let me try extension. 165.
Please hold while I transfer you to... Winter Garden Pharmacy.
Here we go. We got it.
1975.
Pharmacy, good afternoon. How can I help you?
Be quiet. Hello, I want to make a job position opening for pharmacy tech.
You want to? I'm sorry?
Ralph Littlejohn says he told me to give a call here for a pharmacy position. I like to put things in the bag and the boxes. I have experience in putting things in the bags. For a pharmacy technician, do you know?
What's your name?
This is Ralph Littlejohn.
And how many years of experience do you have?
I have about five years experience putting things in the bags.
Ralph Johnson, right?
Littlejohn.
Okay, one second.
Center, we apologize for the delay. Please remain on the line. Your call will be answered shortly.
Thank you. He's got a smooth voice, this guy. Nunu wants us to call a fat woman named Marilyn Wynn. I guess so. He's saying it in all caps, so I better do it. Let's get a whole story, a whole docket for the woman. Yeah. Calling for the pharmacy job.
Hello. Thank you for calling. Hello. And welcome to the Winter Garden Family and Children's Health Center.
Yeah.
Located at 1210 East Plant Street in Winter Garden, Florida.
Plant.
This is me recording.
Please remain on the line. We'll be with you momentarily.
After this, let's see what else we got here. No luck with the pool inspector.
I did a lot of voice work.
Pharmacy tech is what we're doing now. We also have HR manager. We call that.
I am well trained.
Roadway positions. I haven't called that yet. Give that a call next.
At the Winter Garden Family and Children's Health Center, we offer adult care, pediatrics, and OBGYN services.
We got servers, bartenders, hosts, and hostesses, and cooks.
Please remain on the line. Your call will be answered shortly.
Give them a call as well. Actors, extras, and models. From where dreams become reality, United Media Arts Center. Another talent agency. Let's give them a call.
Your medical care at Winter Garden Family Children's Health Center.
Oh my God, we're in an internal hold.
Board certified physicians. This means
I'm wasting all my phone minutes on those Puerto Ricans over there. Come on, man. Come on. Telemarketing pros is here.
Well, how much makes a word doing that?
A word? I don't know. I think it's probably by the sentence. They get along with run-on sentences. But the commas separate the sentences, and you get charged per comma also. They charge by the punctuation. Like if it's an exclamation point, if he has to be excited for it, they charge more for that sentence. I don't know. That's how they should do it. That's how I would do it. Make more money that way.
Give us a sharp charge for the guy who did all the music.
All right, I got appointment setters here. Let's give appointment setters a call. Apply today, start today, full-time work. Cool, they already, they gave me all I needed. Apply today, start today. One moment.
Travel, may I help you?
Hello, how are you, sir?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good. I'm calling to accept the position for appointment setters for start today, pay today, apply today. Let's do it.
What is that again?
You said appointment setters, apply today, start today. So I'm ready to apply and start today.
No, thank you very much.
Okay, how do I make an application?
You have to set it by mail.
Okay. What kind of appointment setting do you folks do there for...
No, this is a travel agency, and we're not taking any... We don't have any position.
Listen. I've got you down here, Mr. Cho, for a 12:30 p.m. appointment, Monday, December the 15th. Please be sure to bring all your paperwork with you and arrive 15 minutes earlier if you've never been to the office before. You see that? That's beautiful. Put me down for appointment setting. I can do it, Mr. Cho.
I believe you have the wrong number, sir.
What is your name?
Okay, bye-bye.
What is your name, goddamn you, son of a bitch? Goddamn fucker.
Thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Yes, hello. I was speaking to a gentleman there who hung up the phone on me. I was calling to confirm my appointment tomorrow for the start.
Oh, okay. What's your name?
This is Ralph Littlejohn.
And you had an appointment tomorrow?
Well, exactly. It says here, apply today, start today for appointment setting, so I wanted to make that for tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, sure, yeah. I can give you, what's your phone number?
My name is 407-459-45-347.
45347?
Right. I'm an experienced appointment setter. I confirm. When people call, say, yes, Mr. Chong, your appointment is for December 15th, Monday, at 12:30 p.m. Your confirmation number, and I give them the confirmation number. And then I tell them, like, you know, you're supposed to bring paperwork, you're supposed to bring your stool sample, you're supposed to bring your private lab work with you. I say you're supposed to fast, make a fasting. The first urine of the day is to collect the first urine of the day and everything.
Okay. Well, what I could do is I could give you your address, and if you come by tomorrow and fill out an application before 12.
Should I collect my urine before? Should I collect the urine before I come in? Hello, sir?
I'm sorry?
Hello, sir? Can you hear me?
What was that?
I said, hello, sir, can you hear me? I was asking if I need to bring the collection of the urine with me for tomorrow.
No.
I'm calling to confirm, sir. Yeah. What are the requirements, then? What do I have to bring? I'm just confused here.
And that sucks. And I'm running out of phone card minutes, also. It's probably going to be time to end things here. Make sure I clear that line. Let's, Coconut's asking if he raped me is the dead. Yes, the dead is.
You were serious.
Yeah, I was. Man, I'm in the mood for. I haven't had breakfast yet. I think I'm gonna make a toast. I'm gonna make some. I got some stone ground wheat bread over there, with only 5 grams of carbs per slice. I'm gonna toast myself 2 of those. I'm gonna put. I got some diet cheese. I'm gonna put that, and I'm gonna make an egg white omelet real quick. And I'm gonna put that on the toast with cheese. I'm gonna eat one of those. I'm going to take my diabetes pills also. It's going to be so good. I might have another coffee also while I'm at it. Having a lot of caffeine today, everybody. It's now 12:30 p.m. 9:30 p.m. on the West Coast. 12:30 p.m. on the East Coast, that is. Thank you for listening or watching if you are. I have the cam on still. Maybe I should turn the cam off again, right? The cam on again. There we go. Now you can see me again. See, Evil Artie's in the house. What's up, Evil Artie? Nice to see you in there. The Dead checking in, as I said 1,000 times. Spindicate.
He wants you to make him just homeless because he's on his way.
Bad Boys of Iowa checking in as well. Nunu in the house as well. He wants me to call a fat woman. That's right. Let's call the fat woman with what's left of our minutes, and we're going to call it a day. Look at me, I've been really good today with not saying night instead of day.
You been reading new news messages?
Oh, God, yes.
Hello, Jack. Jack is here.
Hi, it's Marilyn.
Hello, Marilyn? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Marilyn. This is Jack Masterson. Ralph Littlejohn suggested I give you a call. I had an issue with my current employer. I feel they were discriminating against me because of my size. I became diabetic. I had a thyroid. And this happened when I was working at a power plant. There was contamination in the water, and I was drinking the tap water from the coffee, like when I used to drink water. And it affected me. And they said that I couldn't work there anymore because I failed 3 physicals in a row. But afterwards, we found out that it was more than likely caused because of damage that happened because of the tap water and the contamination in the power plant. They will dump all the liquids that they use to clean the tools that they use to in the power plant. They were dumping them down in the sink, and it was going into the water table. And every time that I was drinking water, it was affecting my glands and my thyroid, and I became diabetic, and I ballooned. I gained about just sort of 200 pounds. And now...
I'm not actually an attorney or any kind of legal representative, but I can refer you to a person who does work on weight discrimination cases, and you can have a free first conversation with her just to find out what your options are. Are you there?
Sometimes I can't read the letter. Hello?
Hi, yeah.
I think it's passing.
Okay.
It feels like 1,000 knives of fire in my chest sometimes.
Oh gosh, I'm sorry.
I was on the treadmill earlier, and then I started feeling dizzy, and then my left arm was like shooting pain and going numb. So I decided to sit down.
Yeah.
It feels like there's an
elephant. Are you under medical care right now, or are you?
No, I don't have. I lost benefits. And then I was on the treadmill like an hour ago, and it felt like an elephant was sitting on my chest. I just sat down here, and I had an iced tea, and I'm feeling a little better.
Wow. Okay. What I'm suggesting to you is that I need to give you a different phone number that I'm, I'm not an attorney, and I don't, take on cases, but I have a colleague who is an attorney and who is very educated in weight discrimination. So,
should I be concerned if a short arrest, like?
If you what?
I don't know. I don't feel. I got like my jaw, just a pain from my jaw down all the way to my fingertips on one of my arms.
Yeah, that's something to be concerned about. Can you go to an emergency room or a...
I think care? I can get in my van.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's hard.
Well, why don't you
when I get
take
up,
care of yourself now and call me back when you're feeling better, okay? Because I'm concerned that you're having a health problem.
If I take more than like 10 steps, I start sweating and... feels like a donkey in my chest, like sitting on the elephant on my chest.
So, either I can give you a phone number as a referral, or you can go take care of your health stuff. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I really feel like if you're having that much pain, you need to go take care of yourself.
Okay. I think if I go to the doctor, I feel better.
Yeah, I think.
Your balance is low. To add minutes using a credit card.
Ran out of minutes. Damn it. Just hit zero on the counter. Damn it. I was about to say, you know, Elvis died on the toilet. Oh, I was about to deliver that classic line right there.
Where
shit.
You're going to go that route, Rory.
I was about to go that route, but I ran out of minutes. All right, that was fun. That's Jack Masterson.
Maybe next time. Maybe next time.
Hello. Hello. Carlito!
Are you calling on Skype?
No, I'm not.
Okay, what's up? How you doing, Artie? Evil Artie, what's up?
I wanted to ask you something. Mm-hmm. Do you know why Tuck calls himself that?
Tuck, what do you call it? Because he tucks it back.
Look at my cam.
Oh, no, you're not tucking it back, are you? Oh, man! That's disgusting. How'd you do that mangina? How long can you hold that for, that pose?
Well, if it's hard, I can hold it for a long time.
That's disgusting. You can do that on camera? Really?
He's ripping his
leg
off. Oh, God.
You're a kitten.
That's disgusting, man. How did you learn to do that? Were you looking at yourself in the mirror and you decided to try doing it one day?
Well, it's a variant of something I learned at camp once. It's called a wombat. It's from the other side. The wombat
is.
Get
that is
bend over.
Is that legal? I mean, can you put that up on the hour? I guess it is. There's no nudity. It's just mangina and muff.
I was flagging you. Flag that boy right now.
I clarified it with G-Wiz.
But you need to. It looks like you're shaving your private area then, right?
No, there's hair there.
Well, you need to grow a bigger bush than that, man. It'll look really funny.
Well, I shaved it once, but.
Is it growing back yet? When it's back to like normal,
yeah.
Like after like a few months of shave, yeah, then do it again so it looks like you got the big muff, you know, the big hairy thing. Then it'll look like a vagina, because, you know, hairy pussy, you can't really see it unless you're really close. You know, so that's cool, man. That's really.
I thought it's about time I come back there, Carlito, and bring my mangina with
me.
Well,
there's certain things you got to do. First of all, you farted several times and you kept making a lot of noise on the phone. You can't be chewing on the mic. You can't talk loud on the phone. If you think you control yourself, maybe I'll have you back for another show. But you ruined an entire show. I couldn't even put it on the podcast. I had to, like, leave it off. The audio was, like, it was unlistenable because of your constant chewing pieces of plastic.
Okay. There's a lot of lag. I'm hearing it from my headphones.
You're hearing it sounds like you're playing a reverse amnesia here, my friend. But we'll think about it.
Yeah.
We'll talk. Maybe I'll have you this week or maybe next Monday. We could do a Monday show together. Something like that.
Yeah, that'd be fun. But I can't get up early enough to be there for the whole show.
That's what she said. Well, you have to try, man. You don't live in Orlando anymore. Are you completely out of
that? When does it start?
Is your dorm still packed or in stuff with your stuff, or did you move it all out yet?
No, I have to turn my key in, though.
When are you turning it in?
I don't know. I'm going to mail it in, because if you turn it in person, they got to do a walkthrough, and it's a fucking mess still.
What about your TV and your bed and all that stuff? What's going on with that?
Look at my cam. Hold on. The bed is theirs.
Okay. Oh, you got that bunk bed that's, like, connected to the wall?
Yeah. Here's the TV.
Oh, you already brought it with you then. You got peanut butter? What else you got? Show me the house. Just real quick. This is Cribs. Evil Artie Cribs. There's your bed. You need to make that bed. What's on the floor? Let's see the floor. Don't try to. No, show me the floor.
It's a dorm room. We should only take.
You can see your wireless modem. Okay, you see, look at that pile of laundry there on the floor. That's a nice house. Why do you keep it so nasty for, dude? You gotta clean your room, bro. That's your mouth. That's where your brother's penis goes into. I see that there, yeah. Alright, good dude. I'm kidding.
Look at this. Do you know what that is?
Porno. What is that?
That's a Hot Pockets thing.
Oh, okay. You're reading Hot Pockets. You got some CDs in the background. All right, man. So pick up all your trash from the floor. We could start with that.
That Laffy Taffy.
Good deal. Well, I mean, it's not as bad as I thought your room would be, but it doesn't look like it would take you that long.
I just cleaned it up.
That is not clean, man. You got, like, so...
No, you should have seen it last night.
It looks... You have a towel in the corner. It's probably all, like, mildewy and waterlogged. Because he took there was a blue thing over there on the floor somewhere, man.
No, that's shorts.
Well, get a hamper and put your shorts in the hamper when you take them off and just leave
the
stuff.
The hamper's right there, but it's too far.
You can throw it, can't you?
No, it's got a lid on it.
Then just leave it up. Take the lid off. Get a bat.
But then when I throw it, I'll hit the lid, and it'll go down.
Oh, you're fucking lazy. That's all it is. And Kokini says, move him with Carlito. No, that's okay. No, thank you. No, thank you.
Yeah, I'll move into Carlito's place.
That's okay. No, we got some company coming over this weekend. Maybe you can meet her. Maybe he can set you up with a date with Aaron, one of Athena's best friends.
Oh, how old is she?
She's got a daughter. She's my age. She's in late 20s, man. Get yourself some of that.
I don't want no baby mama drama.
She's a baby mama, but I'll tell you what. I think you and her will make a good couple. I'll bring it up to Athena. Oh, hey, Artie, did you see my show?
I'm talking to another girl more my age with less fucking drama.
Hey, did you see me on Saturday? Did you see this keg that I'm showing up here? Did you see me drink this whole 5-liter keg of Heineken Light during...
No.
I drank it during Saturday night.
On Saturday?
On Saturday night during... during Hook Knows' show.
I haven't been on lately. I was taking a bit of a break.
Well, I was on Cam 1 the whole time. I drank this entire 5-liter keg of Heineken Light live on the air. Got drunk off my ass. I had the most tremendous hangover all day yesterday.
Crew. I noticed you were crew.
Oh, really? Yeah, I think they crewed me up then. But yeah, I drank this entire... Listen, this is what's left. There's a little bit on the very bottom that won't come out. It's a carbonated
keg. Can I drink the rest?
Dude, it's been here for like 5 days. It's skunky. No, it's been here for like 3 days with no refrigeration. It's bad. It's skunked up. Let me try to pour some. Hang on, listen. Oh shit, some did come out of it. it's still got a little bit, but it's nasty. But I drank for the most part a whole small keg of Heineken. I was so hungover yesterday morning. Oh, it was so horrible. I woke up at around 12:30. Huge headache. I mean, but dude. What's his face? Hooknose was cracking up. He was like, look at Carlito over there, drunk off his ass. I was like, yeah, you know, I was all drunk.
Drunk Mexican.
Yeah, drunk Mexican. Dino was cracking up, and Gee Whiz are all laughing at me, making an ass out of myself drunk, drinking beer after beer.
Oh, you remember when I was drunk. Were you around?
No, I wasn't around for that. Weren't you drinking your pee once?
I think I did it on your show. I started on your show.
Really? I don't remember that. You don't drink. You never drank here. We
like
let
just
you...
last week or something, I got shit-faced.
Oh, on Cam?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I did it twice before, and one time I was calling everyone a motherfucker on air.
Hmm. Yep. Well, there you go, man. That's awesome. So, yeah, we'll talk. We'll talk about getting you back here for a show soon, all right?
All right, man.
All right, man. Well, you take care.
Great
gonna...
fucking show, man. Yeah, I lost my fucking ass off.
It's been okay. No problem, man. Thanks. So, do you have a regular show still, or what's your deal now?
I didn't do one last week because I was, like, taking a bit of a fucking break.
Mm-hmm.
Like, detoxing away.
Okay, detoxing from the internet.
Yeah, and I think I'm going to do one this week.
All right, cool. When is it supposed to be?
Wednesdays at midnight Eastern.
Wednesdays at midnight. All right, dude, take care of yourself. That's Evil Artie, everybody. EvilArtie.biz. Thank you. Evil Artie in the house. Checking in. Awesome. We're out of phone card minutes. I don't feel like buying any more. I think we've done plenty of prank calls for the day. We've had fun. Well, we can round out the 1 o'clock hour here. We have another 15 minutes. If you'd like, we can play, Tuck, do you remember those calls that we did last week? Remember, what's his face? The Perfect Night prank call that Reclu did? Reclu did this serial killer kind of call. It's pretty creepy. Listen to this. It's 9 minutes long, so we'll play this for a little bit here. I'm going to grab a sandwich here real quick for breakfast, and we'll be right back and we'll wrap things up.
Okay.
What to do?
Okay.
Do you know what time you're here?
You got to help me. I was here about 3 hours ago. Tried to fill up my gas can, and somebody done run off with it. I don't know whatever to do. I'm not even from town. Hello?
Yeah,
Hello, how can you help me? Somebody done run off on my gas can. I don't know whatever to do. I'm not even from town. And I can't call the police. I don't know the number. I don't want to get the police involved either. I'm from out of town, and somebody ran off on my gas can. Hello?
Yeah,
I hear loud music. I hear loud music in the background. So you guys got, maybe I can just get some food instead? I'm kind of hungry because I'm traveling cross country, so I was wondering if you just maybe give me a discount on a sandwich. Then we can call it even.
I could add something in our warmer.
Oh, yeah, your warmer? What is it? Is it, what kind of delicacies do you provide?
There is, like, hot dogs and...
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, so what's going down? I think I'll be down there in a few. Can you put some of them hot dogs aside for me?
Yeah, I can do that.
That kind of makes me a little riled up talking about that way.
So, yes, I can do that for you.
Am I making you uneasy at all?
No, not really.
My voice making you a little creeped out a little bit? Because I kind of sense it. I have that sixth sense that some people got, and I can kind of sense it, but that's okay. I creep a lot of people out, and there's probably reasons that I do that I shouldn't talk. But anyway, I've said too much. So, hi, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing just fine.
That's sweet. How late are you guys open down there?
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock, that's great. So I've pretty much got like an hour to get there?
Right.
Got an hour to get there. You're going to be there all night?
Yes.
How long does it take you to clean up the place after you close?
Usually an hour.
Sweet, that'll work out perfectly. So that's great. You guys sell any of the over-the-counter black beauty pills?
No.
Energy pills or drinks, or what do you guys got down there?
Yeah, we have energy drinks here.
So you guys have a pantry? What does that mean?
It's just like a... There's just different things we've got.
Oh, that's great. You sure seem talkative. That's real nice. I like that a lot. That's really great. That agrees with me. I really like that. Yeah.
So, yeah, but I could do that for you if you
that's,
like.
That's great. I'm telling you, I'll be down. I'm not even joking. I'll be down.
Okay.
All right, so you guys close at 11, you'll be off at midnight? That's great. Perfect. Are there any bars around that I can maybe take you to one?
Not here.
That's fine. So how long do we have to drive? What's that beeping? Does that mean... Holy Jesus. How far is the nearest bar I can take you to? That's fine. Just wherever.
Miles.
Sweet. Okay. Well, I got a pretty decent car, so I figure we'd save on gas. Just navigate for me, and I won't drink. You can drink all you want to. I'll buy you the drinks.
Okay.
You got a really nice Midwestern accent, I think. I don't have the same accent. I'm from a little more south.
All right.
All right, I'll be right down, baby.
All right.
Feeling kind of great. Save me some of them delicacies?
Yes, I could do that.
That's great. Do you have anybody else working there with you right now?
No, I don't.
Perfect. Perfect. That'll work out great. It sounds like it's a perfect night. Sounds like it's a perfect night in this town. Hello?
I better get going so I can get some stuff done.
That's fine. I mean, I'll just wait. That's fine. I'll be down. I'll just wait and then take care of it from there. That's fine. What do you like to drink? Hello? What do you like to drink? What's your favorite
just
drink?
Just about anything.
That's fine. So you drink beers or vodka or whiskey or what do you prefer?
It doesn't matter.
That's cool. Do you party?
A little bit, yes.
That's great. I mean, it's just shaping up to be the perfect night. Shaping up to be the perfect night. I mean, I've never seen a night so perfect in a long time, especially since I've been through Tennessee. And I don't even live there. I just kind of go through there every now and then.
Right.
That's why, that's the last place I stopped at, where the last encounter. But it was a beautiful night then, too. I don't know if it's as perfect as this one, but it was pretty good.
All right.
That's great. So that's fine. I mean, are there many policemen in this town?
A few, yes, but not very many.
That's good. That's even more perfect. It just keeps getting better and better. You're saying all the right things. That's sweet. Are you Italian, honey?
No.
Well, that's good. That's actually better. Are you part German?
Yes.
That's perfect. That's great, because I come from the motherland myself through relatives.
Right, so do I.
I'm not even talking about the Jews either. I'm not really worried about them too much. All right, well, fine. I think we've discussed everything we need to discuss, and now I'll just take a plan of action. So I'll be down there a little bit, and I can get maybe directions to the bar ahead of time so I can plan out everything, and maybe I'll just drive it a couple times and just make sure I know the way.
Okay.
So, you know what I mean? It's a lot easier that way, I think. That'll make things go a lot smoother.
All right.
That's great. Well, I like your voice, and I appreciate you talking to me.
Okay.
I really do. Cool. So I guess that wraps it up for now. But then, you know, about 15 minutes, you'll see me, and then pretty much we'll just go from there.
Okay.
All right.
All
see
right.
you then, darling. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right. That was Reclude's call from last week, from Thursday. Known as the perfect night.
Yes, please show a rating, sir.
I see Angela Summers, who made an appearance, I believe, on Hook Knows the Show on Saturday when I was drunk off my ass. I was drinking a lot of Heineken. She's checking in here. Her website is Angela Summers. That's SOMMERS. AngelaSummers.com. In the meantime, we're done. I'm done. You're done. We're all done. Tuck, thank you.
What does she do?
She takes pictures of her sweet little ass. That's what she does. You gotta go to that site. You'll see what she does. She's got nice eyes. She's got those green eyes. Oh, Maron. Yeah, man. Telling you, maybe I'll put one up on the cam one day or something like that. I mean, that's what she called in. We could talk dirty. Anyway, I want to thank everyone for listening. We'll be back on Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 7
p.m.
Pacific.
Somebody post in the chat room that link.
I will in a second, dude. Don't worry about it. Get your stuff. Get your tissues ready, Tuck. The website is madhouselive.com. Again, our website.
As you're getting your tissues ready, go to tuckermike.com.
That's right. Tuckermike.com is your website. Madhouselive.com is mine. And syndicateradio.tv is the other one.
And all the good stuff. And Madhouse Live, of course. And,
yeah.
who knows what not. Yeah. Angel Simmers, apparently.
Yeah, that's right. MadhouseLive.com's got the forums there. We've got our prank calls, our archives, our podcast, our video archives. All that stuff is there. Be sure to check that out at your leisure.
You know, I haven't gone to the forums in a long, long time.
You haven't posted there since September, it shows, I think, or something like that. Know what I'm saying?
Oh, God, yeah. I haven't gone there probably since September.
Jake Jekyll says, yo, Carlito, just because I ain't a chick doesn't mean you can't pop my site also. myspace.com/slayings, the number 4, fun, FUN.com. Again, that's myspace.com/slayings, SLAYANGS, 4, the number 4, fun.
Slayings?
May I suggest, Jake Jekyll, that you choose an easier one to give out over the air in audio, because that's impossible. Is it F-O-R? Is it F-O-U-R? Is it the number 4? Yeah. Anyway, we're out of here, folks. We'll catch you on Thursday. Thank you for listening.
Why do we go there, though?
We're never going to go there now.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you! Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.